What was hot online in 2013, or specifically, what videos were hot online in 2013? Online to chat about it is Shane Shreves from YouTube Australia. G'day, Shane.
Good afternoon.
Now, as we wrap up the year, obviously, you know, it's time to reflect and look back on 2013. In terms of YouTube, it's been a pretty big year.
It's been a great year. We've actually seen that YouTube is really starting to drive popular culture with people all around the world creating new memes and ideas this year.
So I guess what that brings us to is what was hot. What, I guess, sort of the top line, what kind of things are people watching generally in Australia?
So we're finding that people are doing everything from comedy right through to music videos. Education's also on the rise and how-to videos. But this year, taking out the list for the top trending video was a Norwegian comedy duo with the Fox, with What Does the Fox Say? So that was a big hit this year, as well as another video at number 10 from Norway as well, with Mozart and Skrillex taking out the top trending number 10 video for the year.
What about in terms of music videos? They're pretty big online too, aren't they?
Definitely. Online music videos are on the increase, people looking to not only listen to the music but see some great video too. This year in number 3, we had Katy Perry with Roar. In second place, Psy, following up last year after his Gangnam Style, came out with Gentleman. And in number 1, I think a song that people all around the world were watching and actually got twerking into the Oxford Dictionary was Miley Cyrus with her Wrecking Ball.
Amazing. And of course, all of the spin-offs and parodies of Wrecking Ball have been massive on YouTube too, haven't they?
Absolutely. And we're finding that parodies and people sort of making fun user-generated videos in response to these top hits are becoming more and more popular. The Harlem Shake this year, for example, which made it onto the top trending list as well, there were over 1.7 million videos of the Harlem Shake from people all around the world. It ranged from people in a group of Norway to NASCAR's Jamie Johnson after winning the Daytona 500. And videos of the Harlem Shake across the world were watched more than 2.5 billion times. It was also one of the top rising searches on YouTube for this year. So we're seeing that people are creating their own content, following on from the top artists, making their own videos and music online too.
Yeah, actually, just jumping back to Miley Cyrus, I've got to say my favourite Wrecking Ball spoof is the one that's simply labelled Kitten Wrecking Ball, and it just goes for 7 seconds. But if you haven't seen that one, I'll put a link below on that one. But that was pretty amazing. And simple ideas seem to really catch on pretty quickly.
Absolutely. I think that those crazy, ridiculous ideas often can create a lot of interest around the world, a lot of commentary around what those videos are too.
So obviously, talking about the professionally created content, such as those from artists and whatnot, what about, again, that user-generated content? Are we seeing some of the top hits in there as well?
Absolutely. So it's a nice mixture of people that are doing YouTube perhaps as a profession or as, you know, a full-time job, right down to those that are still using YouTube as an opportunity to sort of, you know, express their creativity with people around the world. For example, here in Australia, we've got some channels that are doing fantastic work and are really gaining an international audience. Channels like Troy Sivan, who's a comedian here in Australia, J.S. Lee, some Korean-born twins that are singing here and living in Sydney, and Veritas in Education Channel are just a few examples of some Aussies that have really ramped up their channel this year and taken it to new heights. All are earning hundreds of thousands of new subscribers this year from around the world. And an interesting stat actually just recently found out was that for every view in Australia of an Australian-made video, there are 9 views overseas. So we're definitely an export market, and anyone that wants to sort of, you know, make a video in their own home can definitely start getting that international audience and has the opportunity to make it big as well.
So Shane, maybe you've got a tip for people creating YouTube videos, perhaps how to make them go viral.
Yeah, there's no exact formula, I guess, to having a viral hit, but popular videos do tend to have sort of 3 key characteristics. The first one is that they're entertaining or informative in some way. The second is that there's something that you want to share with other people online through social media and other means. And finally, they come from a channel with more videos like it and a built-in audience. So we're finding that people are creating, you know, consistent content on a channel, building an audience. They want to keep coming back for more and more. And the key to, so I guess, you know, not just making a viral video, but making a really successful channel is inviting your viewers to actually subscribe and come back for more week after week.
Excellent. And what about looking into 2014? Any predictions there or top picks, people to keep an eye on?
It's always hard to predict what the new year will bring, but I have no doubt that the YouTubers out there will continue to make content that is as crazy and fun and in many cases parodying the great content of traditional creators as well. So looking forward to another year filled with more memes, more fun and a few more laughs.
Sounds good. Thanks very much. That's Shane Shreves from YouTube Australia.
Thanks so much.